I think it had a little renaissance in the postseason. The regular season is still not going to rate well nationally. That's just baseball is too slow on television during the regular season. There's too much inventory. There's no sense of urgency. But come playoff time, when you have mega stars, all right, and I think that this is the element that the NFL has: mega stars, sense of urgency. Everyone's trying their hardest at all times, right? Like, that's the feeling that you get. And then you throw in the gambling, and it's just huge brands, right? Huge brands, whether it's the Packers or the Niners or the Cowboys, or these are huge brands. You either hate them or love them. And I think that the one thing that the Yankees and the Dodgers had, I don't even think they come close. If it's Guardians, let's just say Guardians, Padres. I'm just picking those two. Yeah. The Padres are compelling, but I don't think it has the cachet. It's Yankees, Dodgers, okay? Yeah. And then you look at the actual lineups. It's a who's who of the greatest players in the game. Mega star power. And it felt like, to me, legacies were on the line on both sides of it.
It was. I mean, Shohei gets his ring, and he didn't even play great in the World Series.
Yeah, but he was hurt.
He was hurt, but still, just his presence. Mookie Betts picks up his third World Series ring.
How about the play off the wall from him? It's a subtle play. Yep. He plays it off that screen or whatever. He's just,
Freddie Freeman,
he's so good.
Freddie Freeman gets his second ring. Kershaw gets ring number two. Walker Buehler gets ring number two, and he closes the game yesterday. Has his best stuff. Flaherty, a reject from the Cardinals, gets traded at deadline. Even though he didn't pitch well in the World Series, he gets his ring. Although game one, he was solid. He gave up the monster shot to Giancarlo Stanton in game one. I take that back.
Stanton was great in the World Series.
Stanton was great. His legacy, I think his stock rose. Now, if he could just stay healthy, he'll hit about 30 to 40 home runs next year for the Yankees.
Did you see there's so many more playoff games now, so this doesn't hit the same way for me, but he passed Lou Gehrig for third, or not Lou Gehrig, Mickey Mantle for third all-time in postseason home runs for the Yankees.
Yeah, that was pretty sick.
I'm just looking at Aaron Judge, and Aaron Judge had a monster year. And this is the plight of the athlete when you're as good as he is. He's like in the NBA zone. Oh, right. You can't win a title? You can't win a title?
Yep.
We're negating your whole career and your whole season. It's like, this guy hit 58 home runs. His first month of the season wasn't great. His like last 4.5, 5 months were some of the best, like, just incredible. And he didn't have an error all year. And he has the drop, and obviously he batted under 200.
Yep.
And it just
felt like he was about to heat up, though. His at-bats got better and better. If they could have just got to game six, He was 2-for-3 last night with the two walks, and felt like he was starting to figure things out. Big Poppy, before game four, or it was before game three, actually, he was breaking down Judge and why he was striking out and why he was struggling. Well, he got hit in the ribs in that Guardian series. He got hit in the ribs with a pitch. And Poppy showed how, look, his front hip is coming out too early. So he's just swinging, and his hip is going the opposite direction. So he's not getting to the outside pitches, and he's not putting it in. What is there something going on with the hips or whatnot? But he was bringing up that front hip. I was just leaving so early. Anyway, it was a good subtle breakdown there, and I was watching for that. And his front hip kind of stayed home in these last couple games here. So Aaron Judge, yeah, he's got to live it. He's got to live it up. He's got to live it. He's got to live through this offseason out there in New York Yankee land. Aaron Boone, reports are he's going to come back, and I think he deserves to come back.
Well, he's
you can't fire a guy after a World Series appearance, man. I mean, it's tough. Yeah, he blew game one.
But this is where I want to hear from Cashman. Will Cashman take any accountability on that? I don't think you just go to Nestor Cortez in that situation in the modern baseball.
It's not even a Nestor Cortez situation for me. It's taking out Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, but again, I guess this is more like
88 pitches.
I'm with you. I was screaming it in the group chat, like, do not take him out. If I'm in the dugout, and Jeter said the same thing that I was thinking.
Everybody said it. Thinking like, watching the game.
Why are you taking him out?
Take him out in real time.
I want to know how much of that is Aaron Boone on his own, and how much of that is dictated by the front office. Like, we know that these decisions in modern baseball are not unilateral. They're not done by just the manager these days. Mm-hmm. I wish they were, because he has way more information in that dugout in real time than the guy upstairs. But I also understand when the GM's making three times what the manager's making, I get it. I mean,
you know what? I'm going to be petty this morning. Hell, I'm giving the Dodgers all this credit and all this love. You know what? I'm with the 415. The Dodgers title? Is it the checkbook championship? Someone asked Brian Windhorst. You know what? The hell with that. It is a checkbook championship. They had to buy it. $266 million.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. And then they had to sit here and do a sugarcoat.
I'm not sugarcoating anything. It's a checkbook championship. They had to spend all the resources, and they still almost fell flat on their faces. The hell with the Dodgers. The hell with them. I don't care.
And they put it on layaway. They didn't even use the checkbook. They used the credit card. And then they said, we'll make down payments over 72 months.
I'll throw another asterisk on it. We know damn well Shohei should be back in Japan after the gambling fiasco. I mean, come on. Come on. He should be back in Japan.
Are you calling into question the great FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation of the United States of America?
Absolutely.
You know where I stand on that.
Absolutely. So I'm throwing an asterisk. Shohei had one of the great offensive seasons of all time. Should have never happened.
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
Should have been suspended. But baseball needed the ratings. They needed the revenue. They needed good PR, so they swept it under the rug. So the hell with the Dodgers. The hell with them. Too much love. Oh, it's starting to make me cringe. Last segment is sponsored by Go to State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. They're so far ahead of the Giants, it's not even funny. Thanks, Farhan. Thanks.
How do you like that, Mr. Bunte?
No, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
You know what? There's a part of me that, like, at least we understand the assignment. Like, you know what I mean? Like
we didn't understand the assignment for the previous 3 years.
No, but I think, like...
Like, they've been on top of the division. Like, we understood the assignment.
But if you're a Giants fan, right? Really, like, having your rival be at the top of the sport... Like, let's set our sights at the top of the sport. Like, you always talk about this championship mindset, right? Like, yeah. And look, they did have a championship mindset. But Bonte, as mad as I was about maybe hanging on to Farhan for as long as they did what I wanted them to do. They moved off him. Now let's see what they do. What's the plan in place? And watching the two teams that I saw in the World Series, two things are evident. The Giants need to add more difficult outs to the lineup, and they need to play better defense up the middle. It's pretty straightforward for me.
There's no doubt. And you better get some pitchers who could navigate a rotation, because these lineups work counts like no other. I mean, the Dodgers' plate appearances, their approach. I mean, they get two strikes. Mookie Betts gets two strikes, and he's like, all right, the at-bat's starting now.
Exactly.
You know, Shohei Ohtani, you want to miss? He's batting leadoff. You can't miss anywhere. Is he sitting at 500 feet? Max Muncy, even his old ass, he works to count. Even when he strikes out, it takes about 6 to 7 pitches in the at-bat. So
he's the guy I hate the most, though. If I'm being quite frank, like, Bex is hard to hate. Obviously, the Freddie Freeman story, come on, the guy's been through some stuff with his kid and his parents. Like, it's hard to hate against him. Shohei's awesome, so whatever. It's Max Muncy is the guy to hate on that team. I can't stand that guy.
He has good ABs. He just sees so many pitches, man. Oh, Yankees. Choke a 5-0 lead, and that is that for Major League Baseball in 2024. Now we get ready for the winter meetings. Where's the winter meetings at this season? Where's it at? Where's it at? Because that's where the games begin for the Giants, and that's when the Juan Soto sweepstakes. I'm not going to link the Giants with Juan Soto. I'm not going to do that at all. But Juan Soto after the game said, yeah, I'm open to all 30 teams. Let's go.
Dallas, Texas.
Bruce Bochy land.
December 9th through the 12th.
Ooh, that's coming up in just about 5 weeks. About 5 weeks. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and AC1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
I don't know if you know this, Monte, but Baseball America has been ranking prospects for the longest time. One of the top sluggers in all of the minor leagues is Bryce Eldridge. They're crowning him.
Are you crowning him?
Of course I am. You know I'm in on that. I'm so fired up.
I hope this guy pans out. I really do.
Of course, yeah, I would understand it. I'm excited to see this guy.
I'm excited to see what Eldridge can do. Because Lord knows we need a power slugger.
I'm actually excited about the Giants.
No, I will be a little more excited. Let me see what happens at the winter meetings. We'll see if I get a lot more excited. But Eldridge, I mean, I hope he's a real deal, man, because Luciano was high on this list. Harrison was high on this list. I don't want to go back and talk about these prospects or whatnot, but a prospect is what a prospect is. He's a prospect until he proves it at the major league level. I hope Eldridge is the real deal. Lord knows we need some homegrown talent that's just a slugger, that could be a Giant for the next 10 years, 19? That become a star. Yeah, no doubt. At once upon a time, Luciano was 19.
Yeah.
And then we found out, like, damn, he don't even have a position.
Well, I know Bryce Eldridge has a position. First base. Will Clark gives you the stamp of approval, I'm listening to Will.
Well, I want to... Did Will give the stamp of approval to all these other prospects?
No.
Will was
very skeptical of Brandon Belt almost the entirety of his career.
Well, Brandon Belt is a two-time World Series champ. Brandon Belt.
I mean, come on.